featuring ex-offshore and land-based pirate radio DJs every Sunday on your favourite radio station. Welcome to the Overflow Sunday service on River Gibbs FM.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time...
Listening to Oral Delight, part of the Overflow Sunday service on River Gibbs FM. I'm Bob Osborne. I've got a packed show for you this week. I'm kicking off with a trio of new Australian releases. I'm back to the UK for music from Manchester, Bradford and Cambridge. Then there'll be three classic cuts from the post-punk era and three more brand new releases from America, Sweden and Italy. So, as I say, Australia kicks off with firstly the Goonsacks there from their new album Mirror 2 and In the Stone. Great stuff. Right, they're back. They are prolific. And they make very long albums. They are King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. The new album is called Omnium Gatherum, and this is Gaia.
We'll be right back.
That was the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets and a track called Night Gnomes from the album of the same name, which is just out. And fellow Australians King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard were before them with a track called Gaia from their new album Omnium Gatherum. Fascinating stuff. Okay, as I say, back to the UK now and Manchester. And the wonderful Mark Corrin is back with a new album on German Shepherd Records called Trinket Buffet. It's a hoot. This is A Stranger's Diary from eBay.
The content creator bought A Stranger's Diary from eBay with tales of slaughtered pigs, French fries and spaghetti. From 1946, the forlorn unrequited loves within and the sin. Welcome in. She bought a stranger's diary from eBay. She bought a stranger's diary from eBay. Romance and despair in 79 LA. Another star blinked out the sky. It's hard to read a stranger's handwriting, and it's hard enough to read your own these days. Maybe it's haunted.
Very prolific Mr. Mark Corrin has had a bit of a break recently, but he is back with a brand new album on German Shepherd Records called Trinket Buffet, and it's very funny indeed. If you're feeling a bit miserable, it'll cheer you up. That was A Stranger's Diary from eBay. Very good. Also very prolific, in fact they've put three new albums out since I started putting this show together, is from Bradford, the wonderful Salem Trials. This is from a new EP called Love Joan Jett, and it's called Cards.
Yeah. some more
bloody songs.
Point in space to the centre of your ears. The Overflow Sunday Service on River Gibbs FM.
Eating all that chocolate.
In that group of three, we had Salem Trials and Cards from Love, Joan Jett. Great new EP. Get it on Bandcamp. Then New Fools from their new one, Vinyl, on Everlasting Records. Nobody's Business. Very poptastic, that. And then dipping into the archives, the Cerebral Caustic Expanded version from Cherry Red, The Fall, of course, and the John Peel version of Glam Racket, which tacks the track Star on the end. Very good indeed. Fall at their grungiest best, I reckon. Talking of grungy post-punk, let's have a bit of Sonic Youth.
There's something down there. Should we come back to the cross?
Glorious stuff. Sonic Youth from the Dirty album and the wonderful Sugar Cane, which also came out as a single, which I've got somewhere. Very good. Next up, a band from Seattle who really can't make up their mind what their genre is. They're called High Pulp. This is an album called Pursuit of Fools and a track called All Roads Lead to Los Angeles. Pretty intense stuff, that. Anna Van Housewolf from the new album Live at the Montreux Jazz Festival, and the mysterious vanishing of Electra. And before that, jazz crossover band High Pulp from Seattle, from a new album called Pursuit of Ends, a track called All Roads Lead to Los Angeles. Right, let's dip back in the post-punk archive now. Well, more psychobilly. Classic Cramps, Psychotic Reaction.
Successfully tried to change, but you see, they say sleep
First up there, The Cramps and Psychotic Reaction from the excellent live album Smell of Female. I saw them on that tour at the Hacienda. They were rather marvellous. And then, talking of Manchester, which is where the Hacienda was, Mark Corrin again from the Trinket Buffett album, and Sleep is the Time Machine to Breakfast. Over to Italy now, from the newly reformed UFO Mammoth, a brand new album called Fenice, which is Italian for Phoenix, which is a pretty apt title for the album because the music has changed somewhat. This is Psychostasia.
Thank you.
Newfoundland and a track called Psychostasia from the new album Finis. Right, it's time for me to go. Thank you for listening to Oral Delights, part of the Overflow Sunday service on River Gibbs FM. Don't touch that dial, there's more great music to follow. I'll leave you with another one from Mark Corrin. It's called Tiny Gigs and it's from the Trinket Buffett album. Goodbye.
Let's make it sweaty. Let's make it cheap. Let's make it special and fill it up with freaks. Everyone who ever and never got big, play tiny gigs, tiny gigs, tiny gigs, tiny gigs, tiny gigs, tiny gigs. Support local venues, go to Sonic Church, meet up with your mates, maybe buy some merch. Get a black X on your hand that won't wash off for days. Hey, tiny gigs, 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 tiny gigs. Thank you.